Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. Imagine a material that can simultaneously enable hydrogen fuel production through water electrolysis and solar-powered seawater desalination, two of the most critical clean energy and water security challenges. This is exactly what researchers at IIT Guwahati, led by Professor P.K. Giri, have achieved with a breakthrough in advanced functional materials, publishing their findings on an MXNE-based material that is set to revolutionize the way we approach these challenges. First, let's understand what MXNE is. MXNEs are a family of two-dimensional transition metal carbides, nitrides, or carbonatrides that were first discovered in 2011 at Drexel University, USA. They are derived by selectively etching, or removing, layers from a parent max phase material. What makes MXNEs significant is their exceptionally high electrical conductivity, comparable to metals, as well as their large surface area, which provides more active sites for chemical reactions. Additionally, MXNEs have a hydrophilic surface that bonds well with water molecules, making them critical for both electrolysis and desalination. Their tunable chemistry allows their properties to be engineered by varying the metal and surface functional groups, making them highly versatile. MXNEs have a wide range of applications, including energy storage, such as supercapacitors, sensors, electromagnetic shielding, and catalysis. This versatility is what makes MXNEs matter, as they can be tailored to suit various needs, from enhancing energy storage capabilities to improving the efficiency of chemical reactions. Building on this, the unique properties of MXNEs make them an ideal material for addressing the challenges of clean energy and water security. The team at IIT Guwahati engineered MXNE into ultra-thin ribbon-like nanostructures and introduced ruthenium atoms into oxygen-deficient sites within the MXNE lattice. This creates highly active catalytic centers that dramatically lower the energy barrier for the hydrogen evolution reaction, or HER. But why does this matter? The hydrogen evolution reaction is crucial for hydrogen fuel production, as it involves splitting water into hydrogen and oxygen using electricity. The reaction is as follows: 2H2+O. Now, let's talk about the key metric that determines the efficiency of this reaction, overpotential. The minimum thermodynamic voltage needed to split water is 1.23 V. However, in practice, catalysts require extra voltage, or overpotential, to overcome kinetic barriers. The lower the overpotential, the more efficient the catalyst. The IIT Guwahati material outperforms platinum, the current benchmark, at a fraction of the cost, since ruthenium is far cheaper than platinum. Remember this number: the IIT Guwahati material has an overpotential of 12 MV, which is better than the 20 to 50 MV required by platinum-based catalysts. So, what exactly is hydrogen fuel, and why is it important? Hydrogen fuel burns to produce only water vapor, resulting in zero co-emissions. It can be used in fuel cells for electricity or directly combusted in industrial processes. Hydrogen fuel is critical for decarbonizing sectors like steelmaking, shipping, and heavy transport. India's National Green Hydrogen Mission, launched in January 2023, targets 5 million tons per year of green hydrogen by 2030. Note this carefully: the mission has an outlay of 19,744 crore rupees, which is a significant investment in India's clean energy future. Now, let us turn to the aspect of solar desalination. The same MXNE material was integrated into a 3D Janus evaporator for solar-driven seawater desalination. But what is a Janus evaporator? A Janus structure has asymmetric wettability, meaning one side is hydrophilic, or attracts water, and the other is hydrophobic, or repels water. This directionality drives water upward toward the surface through capillary action, concentrates solar heat at the water-air interface and prevents salt accumulation that clogs conventional evaporators. The performance of the MXCNE-based Janus evaporator is impressive, with an evaporation rate of approximately 3.2 kgmh under one sun or 1 kilowatt per meter solar irradiance. It operated continuously for 5 days without salt fouling or performance degradation, and the purified water meets WHO and BIS international drinking water standards. What does this mean for India's water security? India faces acute water stress, and the National Water Mission, one of the 8 national action plans on climate change, recognizes desalination as part of the long-term water security toolkit, especially for coastal regions like Tamil Nadu, Gujarat, Andhra Pradesh, and island territories. Moving on to the global context, approximately 2.2 billion people lack safe drinking water, according to the World Health Organization's 2022 report. Coastal and island communities rely on desalination, but conventional reverse osmosis is energy intensive, consuming around 3 to 10 kilowatt hours per cubic meter of water. Solar desalination using photothermal materials like Emzini requires no electricity, as it is powered entirely by sunlight. This makes it a game changer for communities that lack access to reliable energy sources. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The lead researcher on this project is Professor P.K. Giri from IIT Guwahati, and the research was published in Advanced Functional Materials, a peer-reviewed international journal. The material used is Emzini, a 2D transition metal carbide nitride with ruthenium atoms introduced into the lattice. The structure of the material is ultra-thin ribbon-like nanostructures, and the Hauer overpotential is 12 MV, which is better than platinum-based catalysts. The solar desalination rate is approximately 3.2 kgmh, and the material operated continuously for 5 days without salt fouling. The purified water meets WHO and BIS drinking water standards. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to the prelims, where you may be asked about Emzini, Janus evaporator, IIT Guwahati, her overpotential, and the National Green Hydrogen Mission. In the mains, this topic falls under GS3, covering clean energy technology, water security, India's hydrogen mission, and the role of IITs in innovation. Remember to note the key technical terms, such as Emzini, overpotential, Janus evaporator, and HER, as these may be asked in the exam. In conclusion, the breakthrough achieved by IIT Guwahati in developing an MXCNE-based material for hydrogen fuel production and solar desalination is a significant step towards addressing India's clean energy and water security challenges. As India continues to invest in its green hydrogen mission and water security initiatives, innovations like this will play a crucial role in shaping the country's sustainable future.